summer to have one.
You said we are ready.
Not just today, you want it?
Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:00 PM on Tuesday, August 11th, 2020. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Enrod.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on July 28th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I did read the minutes, and I think they were okay.
Okay. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a proposed drive for 605 West Ellsworth Street. Is that you?
Yep.
Okay. Come on up.
Sorry.
Okay. So obviously we got the note that you sent, Brad, right?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds like you've already been in contact with Kelly.
Yep.
And the yellow shirt over there. And then, so your proposal is to put in a driveway there. You have a manhole in your driveway already. It would be in
yeah.
your driveway, your proposed drive. How wide is your current, the existing driveway you're sharing? Do you know offhand?
It's probably 20 feet. Two vehicles. At the front, two vehicles can fit, and then
okay.
it kind of funnels down to get smaller as you go in.
Gotcha. Okay. So the proposed drive would be, it'd be 20 feet wide. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what the map, that's
yeah.
approximately 20 feet wide. How long would it be?
It would be, that'd be approximate too. I would say it's going to be 30 approximate. It's going to basically go up to the front of the house.
Okay. So that you can have your sidewalk that goes over.
Yeah.
And goes up.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there any problem with having the manhole in the driveway?
No.
Okay. And you're going to be relocating that tree. Was it the one little pine tree that's there?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Okay. Yeah.
So effectively, what you're asking for basically is a curb cut, effectively, right, Kelly? I mean, it's basically
no
a cut.
There's no sidewalk.
Say what?
On this side of Ellsworth, there's no sidewalk.
Right.
Curb.
It's just anybody putting in a drive or something along any road. It doesn't matter if there's a curb. It's
yeah.
basically
oh, okay.
just a
gotcha.
Formality permit.
Yeah, okay. Basically a connection to the current.
Yeah.
Road,
okay.
Yeah. So, Nicole Walt, do you have any questions about this?
No.
Concerns or anything?
No, but I mean, I'm sure you guys talked about maintenance and support and service of the manhole, or if
yeah, I'll just whoever does the work, I'd want to talk to them and make
okay.
sure they're putting enough stone around
yeah.
the manhole and stuff like that to secure
yeah.
it. But yeah. Then when they, you talked about doing asphalt or concrete the following spring, right?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I would suggest maybe leaving it up at the road, maybe a inch, half inch, so water will run past this drive instead of into the drive and towards the house. So.
Yeah.
How much of a topography difference is it going to be? Are you going to have a significant fall from the road to the driveway, or is it pretty level? Because I think there's
some
a difference
fall
in
there. It increases as you go down our property line. So at that spot,
and I'm not asking for a footage.
It's
not
much different than where the existing drive is.
Oh, okay.
It's basically just a little roll in. But
gotcha.
Then after that, it's about the same.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. To Kelly's point, obviously, you may have water coming down there by leaving
yeah.
a little bit of a lip. It at least gives some.
It's currently just going off the road in the
right.
grass
yeah.
right now,
right.
so it may not help a bunch, but it'd be
yeah.
something to think about
yeah.
whenever your contractor gets ready to do it. I'd just
yeah.
have him look at that.
So you say it'd be next spring before it would be solid concrete or asphalt?
Yeah.
Okay. How do we monitor that, or how does that come
yeah.
back to give us a?
So that's actually a planning, a plan commission issue more than our issue as well. I mean, it's a part of our code, but
yeah.
So So I think the Board of Works has the ability to grant that with the caveat that you finish that up next spring. And we can put a date on it or whatever.
Yeah.
But the only reason we do that is because there's obviously, there is some guidelines as to what parking spaces should be or supposed to be built.
Yeah.
Now, it's not always followed, but most
yeah.
of the time it is. So
yeah.
So we do have that ability, Walt. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Other questions? Is there any concerns with the long-term control plan and where that's going through there?
No.
No, there's not. Okay.
Hopefully we can resurface that road next year or later this year or something.
Is it that's built into the cost, right? Of our long-term control plan is the resurfacing of that road.
Not the whole thing, I don't think. Is it? It's just there was just some patching in there. I think.
No, I believe it's all.
Oh, the whole thing.
I believe so.
We're working on to actually some of the what Joe is. Figured on that some over there talked about taking out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't necessarily need to take it all out, maybe just strip the top off and then resurface, and then we can use that asphalt somewhere else to actually get more paving done on that street. Because right now, you know, it looks like footwork.
Yeah.
Because it's got so many patches in it. So we're hoping to get that. But most of it from
Phillips Ditch.
I can't remember if it's line or it's from Chauncey on east, all that work, that's all complete, redone, that's resurfaced everything.
Okay.
The western part, we're trying to work on to get those to that.
Gotcha. Okay.
So,
not that has a direct reflection, but
more
importantly for how those pieces would fit together. So.
Yeah, it shouldn't affect what he's doing at all.
Okay. Any other questions? Well, I'll make a motion that we grant the curb cut request, although I would like to see a formal document filed. Is there a formal document, or is it just the letter and the map?
No, I sent him a letter.
Okay.
And then put in the verbiage that it has to be done by spring.
So how about we do this? Rather than me making a motion, why don't we, Rosie will get you the form, and you don't have to come to the next meeting because we've already talked through it. So then you can just file the form with
I don't have a form. No,
curb cut request we do.
Oh, curb cut request? Okay.
Yeah. Because to me, that would make sense because,
yes.
I mean, it's not really cutting in the road, but it's, so.
Okay, that
so
will work.
I think that's what we'll do is we'll run it through that and Rosie, if you want to just attach these documents to it.
Yeah. Can I have your email? Email.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we will have the caveat on there. We probably will put a date on there, but we'll have it in probably late spring, so it won't be an issue. And then we can go from there, but at least that gives you some forward momentum. And then we have something on file that it's not just a letter, but a formal process.
Do you know when that might start, Brad?
What's that?
Do you know when that might start?
It's not going to be till September at the earliest.
Okay. So, because we'll probably, if you get it back to us in a quick time frame, we'll probably bring it up at the next meeting for formal approval. So.
That's
what
I'm on today?
No, it's 2 weeks from today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the quicker turnaround, then we can get it on
that
2 week schedule.
Not a problem.
Okay. Anything else for Brad?
I did not.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
for coming.
Thanks,
sir.
Appreciate
it. Okay, next up is the no parking request for North Washington Street. This is scheduled for September 6th. There's been some discussion. I know Sally brought it to my attention a little bit. My personal feeling is the drive-by event, the drive-by portion, blocking off like the parking spaces there would be a heck of a lot easier than closing Washington Street completely.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my gut feeling. Looks like it probably was similar to Scott's feeling based on what I'm reading, I think. So thoughts on that?
What were the concerns about? What were concerns that you said Sally had concerns?
No. So I think what they did was they brought it to Sally.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or somehow, and then we had a discussion about what route to take, whether it be to close off the parking spaces or to actually close off the whole street.
I don't think the street should be closed off.
For a drive-by celebration like that, I think you could
one
create
side,
a,
yeah.
a shoot, if you will.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fine just to keep it open.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll have offices around, I'm sure, traffic for if it gets congested.
Yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the street closing permit request only for closing the parking spaces.
On the east side.
On the east side of North Washington Street between East Van Buren and East Jackson as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Are we taking care of shutting it down, or is that?
No, it's not going to be shut down.
I mean, the cones or the cones signs, is that, are you guys putting the signs up?
Okay. As long as it's being, I don't really see it as being that different than going down, like around the courthouse lawn.
We have no parking. Temporary no parking.
Yeah. We want to create a chute, we can do that, but I'm fine with the no parking sign personally. I'm going to take up the tree closing permit for Back to Blue next. I think you have that in front of you, or is this the only copy, Rosie?
No, they have it.
Okay. There's a group who wants to do a Back to Blue event on the courthouse square. They're requesting Chauncey Street to be closed by the courthouse, so from Van Buren to Market. The only one I have is Sean.
So. Oh, they've all signed it except for the water.
Okay. And no concerns on
Chippy.
And Chip? Chip, did you sign it?
Yeah.
No. Okay. I think they just want to do a, you know, have a couple speakers and support of law enforcement.
Does it matter that it's council night?
Good question.
Parking.
Yes and no. I mean, yes, it could matter if we have things that are on the agenda that are going to draw individuals here. If it's like tonight, it's not going to matter. So, no offense, by the way. but you know, she wanted me to maybe say a few words or something, and I said, well, that's a council night. I can't do that. So, anyways, long story short, though, is I think as long as we don't have a whole lot on the agenda again, I mean, we don't typically have a huge crowd, so as long as we're not going to have a huge crowd, then.
And what exactly is that?
It's basically a rally for law enforcement. So, any questions, comments, concerns about it? I think maybe, I don't know how much of that space they're going to actually be using, but I don't know. I would guess that I would guess that our officers aren't going to have to worry about parking in front of the city hall for a pro law enforcement event. So, anyways, make a motion. We approve as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Children.
Okay. Next up is the change order number 2 from R.E. Crosby. Mike.
Everything is in order on the change order. It originally started out as a $14,000 change order. I sent it back to the engineers and also the construction company to relook at it. After some charts they put on there that I didn't think they needed. That needed to be on there, and after they reviewed everything, it's fine looking. $6,673. They didn't do arguments or anything like that. They changed it.
Rosie, did you give this to me? This says 14.
Yeah, that's next.
Oh, that's something else. Okay.
It's this one.
Oh, this is the pay app. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I apologize. You're confused because the 14 number was on both.
I know.
Okay. Questions, comments, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve change order number 2?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So while we're at it, we'll go ahead and take up the pay application. Contractor's application for payment number 19119-11. Mike?
The pay application number 11 is in order. I've been through it. The engineer has been through it. Is it approved?
Question from the Board of Works? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve contract application for payment number 19119-11 as presented.
Second.
I'm sorry, I should, let me amend. As presented in the amount of $139. I'm going to restate.
$475,000.
I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. Okay, let me recant. I'll make a motion that we pay the contractor's application for payment number 19119-11 in the amount of $475,765.11 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. I like the first number better. I just want that to be known.
You were wishing it was that one.
Maybe. Okay. Next up, I believe, is the Haunted Jail street closing. I am shocked that we're getting this in August. I just want that to be known.
I told them last year, and they were getting approved.
Okay. I'm assuming, this is an assumption for the public record, I'm assuming that they're going to be following all public health information and that they will be taking the needed precautions during the global pandemic. Looks like they'll be going from September 18th through November 11th.
I just really have some concerns.
Okay.
Because everybody has canceled outside festivals and activities and stuff like that, and I just can't see how this is going to be, they're going to be able to make this safe. With that many people going through,
mm-hmm.
and like questions like, they'll wear masks in, but when they take them off when they're inside, are there people going to come out of character and say, hey, you got to have your mask on?
Mm-hmm.
And I just really have... I don't think we're the entity to say you can't have it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I want to put our approval on it either.
Same approval.
And again, is it longer than it used to be as well, the dates?
No.
No, thankfully... are shut down for quite a while, and it's only on the towers that are open on the weekends that they put up the barricades just in front of the business so people can go around there a little bit more.
Do they give you a calendar? It says dates listed on calendar. So
she sent me an email with all the dates on it.
Gotcha. Okay. And it looks, but that...
She said they didn't have their calendars made up yet.
So this looks, though, like they're going to go not just on the weekends. So the dates that they gave us is September 18th, 19th, 20th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 29th, 30th, and then October, basically 1st to 31st, and November 1st, 6th, 7th, and 8th, 13th, 14th, 15th. So it sounds like they're doing weekends in November.
But they only have till November 11th.
The
11th. The 11th, yeah. Well, that's a good question, because they added a whole other weekend to your calendar.
You know, if I was you, this is my suggestion.
Yes.
I think they need to come and explain to you what they're doing
for health and safety purposes.
I was going to say, if we can put it off till the next meeting,
it's
I would
not
like
till
to
September,
see.
So.
I would like to see an okay from the health department.
Yeah.
And a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a detailed plan of how they're going to handle this if they.
I believe they have to submit a plan to get a permit, right?
potentially from the health department? I'm not sure. They don't have to submit a plan, obviously, to us, but I'm not sure about the state, though. I really don't know.
To get their entertainment permit, all they just have an inspector goes to the building and checks for the code to make sure they're up to date. But as far as a plan
for the corona,
to my knowledge, I don't think they've changed anything to make them submit a plan for that.
But I'm saying we can ask for that if
sure.
they want us to approve the
sure.
street closing.
So the only caveat I would say, and I don't necessarily disagree with what you're saying, and I do think that we should maybe delay 2 weeks and have them come in and present and let us know what kind of health and public safety pieces they're implementing or they plan to implement. Granted, to the point, we've not necessarily pushed back. I don't know that we've had any indoor events that we've approved since Corona, since COVID. But I would agree with you in saying that I don't know that we're the entity to say you can't have it because you've not put the health regulations in place. I think we should ask whether or not they've been in consultation with the health department. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, their biggest thing here with the street closing, I'm not trying to defend them, but the biggest reason why they do a street closing is for public safety going across the street there. So that's just in my head. I wouldn't necessarily want to hold that up for that purpose, but at the same time, I get it. We don't necessarily want to put our stamp of approval on something that they're not taking any precautions either. So.
But if they're here in 2 weeks, that gives plenty of time.
Sure. I totally agree with that. So I think my suggestion is let's table it for 2 weeks, have them come in and present what they're planning to do from a public safety standpoint, and if they've had discussions with the health department about how they're going to protect the public from, you know, transmission of COVID.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes.
On that very topic, though, the mask mandate is really only in effect till the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're going to pursue that, even outdoor activities where we can't ensure, where people aren't sure that they can maintain a social distance of 6 feet they're supposed to wear.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I guess my question is, do you even mandate it on outdoor activities that they have a plan?
Yeah, so I think if were you at the last meeting? Were you at last board of works meeting when?
No.
Okay. So Mark, you was.
Good
job, everybody. That was. Good job. When Leslie Blakely from Point City Connect came in and talked about First Friday, she talked about the health and safety stuff she was putting into place. So I don't think this necessarily without precedent. I agree with you, and I think maybe one of the concerns, the questions that we need to ask when they're here is if the mask mandate is extended, which I fully believe it will be in some way, shape, or form, you know, how will you accommodate that? So,
I mean, just earlier tonight, we've asked one without a plan.
That was in cars. Driving.
No,
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 back in the blue. That's a fair point. Yeah, that's a fair point.
But that's outside.
Stop.
Right.
That's right.
And I know a lot of the stuff takes place outside, but they got to go through the haunted trail.
Yeah.
And they're touching, pushing.
And, yeah.
I mean,
spitting, screaming.
Right. Yeah.
Not spitting on purpose.
Yes. Yeah. It's a fair point.
It's time.
So. I don't disagree with you.
I'll have a plan.
Okay. And again, I think it's just good for them to be able, and at the very least, it's an opportunity for them to say, here's what we're doing to ensure the health of the public, the safety of the public.
They're coming. Earlier made a comment that they hadn't made their calendars.
Well, they haven't got them printed.
Well, I just wonder if
they should
wait till we voted before they have it printed.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I mean, they can still do it without our permission, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they can still have the haunted jail without our permission, but the road won't be closed necessarily. I agree. I think that
trying to control somebody.
Just thinking through that for a second. I mean, the last weekend that they gave you on that list is after the date in which they listed.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Again, I think that's something we need to bring up. I don't disagree.
Okay.
So next, I've asked Scott to bring forward some information regarding two different kind of, I guess, technological advancements for our department. I'm going to start out, though, with the caveat here that the state of Indiana has appropriated to each city, town, and county across the state of Indiana a certain amount of money for CARES Act funding. CARES Act funding is directly related to, obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic. The city of Columbia City has been appropriated $297,000 toward CARES Act eligible expenses. As a part of that, it is a reimbursement process, so we don't just get a lump sum check. We have to go and spend and then reimburse. So as we have kind of been working through that, Beth and Rosie and I have been kind of trying to figure out what would make the most sense for us to spend dollars on in that regard, as well as how we manage the money appropriately and obviously make sure that we are using the money in the right way. So Scott brought two different items that will help improve, will cut down on the amount of paper sharing, will allow additional access within their cars to basically be a working office, if you will, things like that. And I have ran both of these items in front of the Indiana Finance Authority for pre-approval, and I've gotten pre-approval for both of these items. So the way in which I think we're going to need to run this, just I guess out of my own personal preferences, is that the projects themselves will be brought in front of you for effectively approval, but I also want them to be brought in front of the council as the fiscal body, because these aren't necessarily appropriated funds. They have to be reappropriated, for lack of better words. So the CARES Act money cannot be spent for the most part, for a lot of personnel services. They have to be directly COVID related. We have to spend it before December 31st. There are a lot of caveats as to what the money can be spent on, and we've had to get a little creative with how that looks in order to fit those regulations. But we think we're getting there. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Scott for a discussion on judicial sharing and Sierra Wireless.
So judicial sharing is part of the Spillman system that we use in our CAD system. And judicial sharing is where it takes all the data that goes in video, photographs, any files that are added, and the case report, and it combines it into a shareable, it goes to a cloud, and it's Motorola secure cloud, and it allows that to be shared with whoever we want to share it with, and the primary customer being the prosecutor. So instead of us printing a case report and bringing this and all the legal stuff, the link would be shared with the prosecutor's office, and it reduces the number of touches, and the prosecutor then gets that link on the web, just like their email. They have then access to all the files, and they can download the case report, the videos, all the documents, and have it right there in their office without us having to take it over there. And then as the case is updated, say there's an update, the officer creates a supplement, or there's new photos or videos, anything added to that case, the recipients, the subscribers receive an automatic update telling that there's been additions to the report, and they can download that. And that enhances our digital office so that the one time we're not burning paper, we're not burning discs, and the officer then has no requirement to take things to the prosecutor. There's no paper going back and forth with fingerprints and touches all over. So we had looked at it before, but we were holding off looking for maybe appropriations next year, but this opportunity came up. And so for a 5-year service to install the final parts of it, we kind of kind of already have it as part of the building, but to activate it and up our storage and get in the training, it comes up at $25,094 for a 5-year service. And that covers anything in 5 years.
Rosie, do you want to pass this one on as well? This is for Sierra Wireless.
So you said that was $25,900?
No, $25,094.
$94.
Mm-hmm.
And does that, like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear, include, like, maintenance and everything?
Yeah, that's
5 years.
5 years, okay.
5 years.
At the end of 5 years, what happens?
Then you would have a yearly subscription.
But they didn't give you kind of a budget forecast.
Here's some.
But that's up, this would be up to the end of the five years, about years number 6, 7.
Yeah, would it continue to be about 5,000 a year? Is that what, that's what?
You have to pay for that storage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Which, if you remember, we also have been having this discussion about paying for storage for a while now, mm-hmm. So.
It'd probably be a little bit, it'd probably be a little bit train, but I'd estimate 5 years probably goes up. You know, everything goes up, nothing ever goes down.
So that since we're a customer of the license, would we have to add any more license to the system?
No.
Okay.
It's just for just the entire system. The only thing that would cost more is if we use up all the storage. So what we're looking at to maintain storage is only cases that we're going to send to the prosecutor. If it's a tall grass, we're not going to add it on the video to the judiciary portion of it. So just things that are cases that go directly to prosecutors.
So Terry, do you keep anything local? Like, do you keep any, let's say it goes to the cloud, do you keep anything locally as a backup, or?
Well, it still would be in the Spillman system.
Right.
Yeah.
So you'd have on their server here.
Yeah, that is the storage part of it here.
Okay.
And if it starts to get down, like fourth year, it starts to get full and we have to look at more, we can always move this stuff off. It's not like it's up there permanently.
Right.
You know, you're just stuck with that amount of space.
Yeah, and there's record retention items in there somewhere, right? But I think I don't know when that runs out. Yeah.
No, okay.
Okay, you want to talk about Sierra Wireless?
All right. So the second project is to enhance the mobile office. Currently, it's a wireless modem. Rather than go in the car. And currently what we use is a regular Wi-Fi hub. It's not really designed. It's a personal one you have in your house for traveling and stuff. It's not really designed for the harsh environments in the car with the temperatures and stuff. They don't have the throughput that these modems are. And there's two different major manufacturers. We look at both Sierra Wireless and Cradle Point, and they're a ruggedized modem that has GPS built into it, so asset tracking. As soon as you turn on the vehicle versus what we have now is a GPS modem that hooks up to the computer, or a GPS puck that hooks up to the computer. You know, only when you turn on Spillman does it track the location of the officer in the vehicle. With the Sierra Wireless, as soon as the car started, and then up to I depends on how long you set it up, shut it off. And said we have a price of 2 hours. If the car's off, it would still pay for 2 hours. And so we looked at both Sierra and Cradle Point, and we talked with Rodney from the fire department, as they have modems in their fire trucks. And Rodney did a lot of research on both Cradle Point and Sierra Wireless. And I've talked with both companies. And it's similar technology. Rodney was much more comfortable with Sierra, because he did a lot of research with Parkview. In their system, to be really comfortable with Sierra. And we are 100% sure that the Sierra Wireless will work through our firewall and VPN system, which is the only way that it's going to work. And they guarantee it. Cradle Point said, well, we're pretty sure it worked. So that was a little confident. So I got quotes from both of them, and they're similar. The Sierra Wireless for outfit 22 police cars plus our two backup police cars and have one spare set was $30,667.85. That included installation.
So what you have in front of you is the bill just for Sierra Wireless, not the $6,004 installation.
No, I added that. I added it.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just letting them know because I gave them what you gave me, okay. So that's the difference.
So the quote was originally for $24,667.85. So that's for Digital Highway. And they said, I asked them if they had any certified installers in the area, and they said they really didn't have any in there. So we talked to Cops Gear, and they said they've installed many wireless modems like this, and they said the average is $250 a car. Some will be less, some will be more, but the average is $250 because some of our cars that don't have cages will be easier. Ones that have cages and have already had previous installs, they have to take that stuff out to get the antenna put up and run the wires. New installs will not be as much because they don't have that issue. They can put it right in while they're installing, but the average is $250, he said. About $6,000 to get them all installed for a total of $30,666.
And that covers all. That covers all the cars.
That covers all the costs. It covers the modem, the antenna, the monitoring. Because part of the cost is the 3-year system monitoring, where we can go in and we can make all the adjustments to the modems wirelessly and the service contract for them. And the provisioning for the modems to make sure they're set up and ready to roll. And so it's everything. And so then I also got a quote for the same exact thing, because they're a Motorola partner. I got the same for the same model, same antennas and everything through ERS, since they're local. And their price was significantly more, $35,454. So another $5,000.
That is without installation?
No, that's with installation.
With installation, okay.
So for Cradle Point, the price was $30,062 just for the modem, not including installation. So I assume another $6,000. So it would have been about $36,000. So the Sierra Wireless is the one we'd like to go with for our police car. And then again, that gives us much more robust wireless with more capability. Ruggedized, the modems in the cars regulate heat up, and you'll get in. The ones we got now, the little Wi-Fi's, it says too hot, it won't work for a little bit. And so that means the spilling doesn't work, GPS isn't working.
So this
makes a much more robust office. And it has an antenna, so it gets much better signal.
So this is still no additional equipment, just software.
No, it comes with a modem.
Well, yeah, I'm in. Like computer, PC, laptop in the car.
No, that same thing. It'll connect right up to it.
So you just toggle between the two systems.
It's going to replace the
Verizon
Wi-Fi modem that we're using now for internet access.
Okay.
So what this modem has in it?
I thought I was trying.
It replaces that.
Replaces that, and the ones we're getting, it'll have one hardwire. So you can get them to have up to four or five different Ethernet cables. This will have one, because that's all we use it for, is the computer. And then it'll still have two also additional Wi-Fi signals. So if we have any equipment that we need to run Wi-Fi, or it'll have two channels. So it'll put directly computer by wire, and then it'll have two Wi-Fi channels to run anything else. Like if we need to upload video or anything, we get to that point where we're uploading video, we can do it over Wi-Fi.
So if this meets all the criteria, the full amount would be reimbursable.
Yes, $55,761.85. That'd be total package for both of these to be purchased and installed.
They allow you to have critical spare parts as part of this design?
That's why I said we're buying 25 to have extra on the shelf.
Okay.
have one inch on the shelf.
And if I may, we've had three of them in service, one of them for 3 years. These things, no pun intended, they're pretty much bulletproof.
Yeah.
We have had zero issues with them.
And the park uses it on all their ambulances.
Right.
Another reason I would like for one extra and have it on the shelf, and when it's time to get a new car and install it, it gets installed, and then we pull the other one out, then we take out service.
So with that, again, that 55 grand would come out of the overall 297 that we have appropriated to our name, if you will, at the state. I will tell you that a couple other things that we're working on and things that we would bring forward to you.
Are you prepared for tonight?
You are. Okay. So I'm going to let Terry has another project that I finally replied to him today about. So,
This afternoon.
Okay.
2 hours. You
could give me a couple hours. Anyways, that's $55,000. We do have about $13,000 that we kind of set aside out of there, $13,500 for personal protective equipment. We'd set aside about $20,000 for some staffing costs that we can directly attribute, mainly from HR and legal. There's some dollars that set aside for food purchase that I was a part of out of my promotions account. Another project we're working on right now is outfitting this room with a system where we can virtually broadcast our meetings, so the public doesn't necessarily have to come in and watch them. They can do it from the comfort of their home. Also have the ability potentially for counselors or whoever to Zoom in. It's not Zoom, but something like that, for those kind of opportunities. And we also believe there will be additional dollars. I'll just say we're setting aside additional dollars to assist in the purchase of air packs for our firefighters, which we'll talk more about budget-wise. If you want to talk more about it, we can do that. So with that being said, Terry came with a request to me that is a direct relation to coronavirus and trying to cut down on the amount of touch points. Before we do that, then can I get approval for Scott's projects?
Do you need a motion?
I do need a motion to move forward, obviously, with the council's consent.
Okay. Do you have that so I can get the right name?
And remember that the Sierra Wireless has $6,000 additional for installation that's not quoted on there. Sorry, Terry.
Okay. I make a motion that we take the recommendation from Scott, Police Chief, in regards to a quote from D&H Wireless Solutions. This is for the COVID-19 promotion that's being provided, funding by the state.
CARES Act funding.
CARES Act fund. The total cost is $24,667.85, plus an additional $6,000 for the installation. The quote number is 25664.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I just verified there was a valid date. This is only valid for so many days.
Oh, okay. When is it?
8/20.
Okay.
So.
So, I think unless council has a problem with it, I think we'll be able to move forward with that.
Yeah, I'm okay. I just wanted to.
We also need the judicial chairman. Does that have an amount on it? I think it's $25,094.
It was on.
Yes, that's in the packet. Oh. So, yes.
It was on that other, there was two more, wait, here it is. Yeah, here it is. I'll make a motion that we go ahead with the command. No, wait. What's even called? I'm sorry.
Judicial sharing modules.
Judicial sharing modules. Oh, there it is. Judicial sharing as presented by Chief Leatherman in the amount of $25,094.
Okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. So,
if council approves, then you can move forward with that. Okay, so especially since we've got pre-approval. So, Terry.
Well, the project that I have that I brought forward after conversation with Scott and Troy about our front doors down here on the front of the building, I guess a lock is, needs to be replaced. And so we're looking at possibly, since we have this ability through the CARES Act, possibly to put in the system that we have on the front door for the card readers and stuff like that. So it'd be a no-touch situation, and we'd also be able to get this door repaired. I mean, it's minor compared to what you've already seen, but SDS came and looked at it, and we have to add a controller. This is going to all be controlled like our front door is now. So dispatch would have the ability to lock down the building up front here, too, so you couldn't get through it even, you know, if you had the keypad. So we're just looking to enhance the system and actually looking for somebody else to pay for it.
That's the outside doors?
That's front door, Chauncey door. That'd be the same as on down here where you'd have your card key. And you could open the door with that, or dispatch could lock it, or dispatch could open it for you, or et cetera, just like they do the front door now.
Mm-hmm. Is the $4,000, is that $4,051.62, is that a full encompassing price?
That is a full price with the caveat down there that the AC would have to be run by us. And I think Troy is working with Ryder Electric today, and they were talking about how they were going to get power down there. So that's already in process. That's in part of this update that we're doing for the building to get a few more places on emergency generator. We need that on emergency generator. We found out that our front door out here is not on emergency generator, so when we lost power to the building in the last storm, you can't go through that door. You can't come in the door no matter what. You could go out it, but you can't come in it, unless somebody opened it for you. So we wanted to get that.
It needs code.
Put that on the generator, the front door on the generator, and a few other items around the building. So that project's already, they're working on that now. And so the electricity will be run out there as part of that project.
So the thought would be, obviously, this would help with the COVID-19 issue because you have less touching and more
Correct.
Modernization of those doors. Mm-hmm.
How
Certainly.
Much was that, Terry?
$4,051.62.
I'll make a motion we approve the recommendation presented by Mr. Gleary to update the doors on Chauncey Street.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you pass the bills down, too?
Yes.
Okay. Bills.
I make a motion we pay all the accounts payable in the amount of $1,012,118.21.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
I'll make a motion we pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $233,625.07 plus overtime of $4,662.57.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous.
Mark?
I don't have anything. I do have a question if I could ask the board for approval to, we have an opening at the park for maintenance. So I would like to seek permission to advertise that position, and it'd be replacing someone that's already replacing somebody. So. You okay if I do that?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
General labor?
Yes.
I'm good.
Okay. Tom?
Nothing other than my written report, Jason.
Kelly?
No.
Terry?
No, sir.
Chip?
Nothing.
Mike? Scott?
I want to bring, I talked with the mayor earlier about a swap deal earlier when the budget came out. We had to pull one out because shortages in the budget. And he talked with me and said that they reappropriated some money and put in a request. So I put in a request to purchase another police car to bring us up to two this year, pending approval from the council on the funding.
So this would be an additional vehicle, and again, it would be pending council approval. We only purchased one police car this year, but we have an additional. Rosie, was it $84,000?
I think it was like $86,000.
$86,000 that came in for public safety, lowered because income taxes in general were good. And keep in mind, we're behind, so COVID isn't going to impact it for at least in the year from now. So.
We got quotes from four places on the Durango, Paul Drive, 2020. And the lowest one came in from Thomas Dodge at $30,888. The highest was $31,000.
Do you have paperwork to show?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Can we see that?
$5,000 we don't have any local Dodge dealers.
No. Well, any formally.
Yeah, right.
And Explorers are about another $2,000 to $3,000. We're still waiting on that. So.
Mm-hmm. And what, I'm sorry, what was the 30-day, 5,000?
Well, estimate was around, I don't know if we'll be that happy with guarantee how much credit we have with cost here on. But 30 days is the amount of time that they said it would take them to get it. That they said they had to get out here in 30 days.
Which a Durango.
A Durango. And the $5,000 for equipment. We've already gotten a camera from the prosecutor's office, the video camera, which is about $5,000 itself. And the rest of the stuff would be light bars installation.
Okay. So they're still the lowest bid.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we replace one vehicle, correct, Scott?
Yes.
For Thomas Dodge for the amount of $30,888 with the additional cost of $5,000 for installation of interior electronics hardware. That'd be a separate cost, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Pending council approval.
A pending council approval.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor of the yellow sign? Unanimous. Anything else, Scott? Sean?
I have a company coming in this week and another one next week to look at the roof of the maintenance facility. It's got several things now.
Okay.
So over the next couple of weeks, we'll get a quote to fix these things. Fortunately, it's in two areas that it's not. She doesn't have any damage. Yeah, in Kelly's office. So.
Sorry.
Okay. How's it now?
That's it. Anything else?
Okay.
I had the pay request from Brooks Construction for their first one. Did I give it to you guys? I didn't have it.
Or maybe I didn't have it.
I didn't have it. So do I give you two? No. It's for.
It's this one, right?
Yeah. For 86,000. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me now. Whatever that is.
$86,779.65. This is for the community crossings.
Correct.
Street and curb ramp repair project.
So rather than wait another 2 weeks, sure. I want to see if I can get it approved. Because I haven't got my money yet. From
have you looked at this already?
Yeah.
Kelly has.
Okay. Asked for a helicopter today?
I'll make a motion. We approve pay request number one for Brooks Construction Company in the amount of $86,779.65 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded by whoever Sally wants to give it to for the discussion. All those in favor for the usual sign?
I need to sign it, sorry. I have one other thing. I know we're running out of time, but we did get the utilities, the utility disconnects goes off the 14th of August. So I drew up a little plan on what my scenario is going to be for these people. And I know AIM has sent out something explaining what their, what things we should take into consideration. But this is kind of what I came up with Sally, and I did run it by the attorney. Now, granted, people need help. I'm more than willing to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been, I do have right now about 80 people that are 90 days in arrears, which I think is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the other day. I had 175 people that was 60 days in arrears, and 475 people that was only 30 days in arrears. So they're doing very good about paying.
You'll say out of what, 5,000 customers?
Yeah.
So pretty darn good.
I had drawn up this little plan that I would have them sign. But I really would like to have the Board of Works backing. And like I said, if they need help, I'm more than willing to extend it. But some of them haven't paid anything.
Yeah. Do you know, with the 90 days in arrears, I mean, are they multiple hundreds of dollars or 1,000-plus dollars?
There's only a few that are over 1,000.
Okay.
So on
go ahead.
On the form where it says 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, is that what you're giving them to pay it back? Or is that what?
That's how much their bills are, 30 days and 60 days.
Okay.
So you're attempting, the suggestion is to have them pay their current bill. And
they
then,
need to stay current. Mm-hmm.
And then do a supplemental additional at the best they can, whatever you negotiate.
Yes.
Is this a more or less whenever you can pay it, as long as you're making payments every month?
Well, within reason.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Like not 40 years or something.
Yeah. They technically say you could extend it a year, but I don't plan on trying to do that. And they haven't been charged the penalties this
right.
whole time,
right.
so, you know.
And we won't.
You won't add
go backwards and add penalties
no.
to it. Okay.
We start with penalties this month.
Gotcha. And kind of on that note a little bit, are the majority of the people that we have on these lists, are they, I'm going to call them frequent flyers, but are they the ones that we typically have? Yes, most of them are. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I just would kind of like your blessing. I did, like I said, ran it by Marcia. She reviewed it real quick and thought, you know, as long as this is pretty much mm-hmm. what IAC says we have to do. And I don't know that whether it'll get extended again when the governor comes.
It didn't sound like he was interested in extending it again. So.
I think this looks good.
I'm supportive as well.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else, Rosie?
I think I'm done.
Okay.
Well, is this yours?
Keep them going.
Oh, yeah. I got to sign that one.
Anything?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. Anybody in the audience? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Do I have to sign anything else, Rosie? Thank you.
Sure.